My name is Cosette. I'm coming to you from California.
And I'm Camille, also coming to you guys from California. And you're here listening to the Everything and More podcast. Woo! If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review because that would be epic. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to follow us so you get updates when we post our super cool new episodes. We've been putting them out. We've been cranking them out. So please come and follow us. That would be greatly appreciated. Guys, in today's episode, we are super excited. We have a very special guest.
Yes.
Everybody, I saw her on TikTok, and just from there, I've been obsessed with her music. Please welcome Charlotte Sands. Woo!
Wow. Lots of applause. You're making me sound so much cooler than I am.
No, you are so cool.
You're so cool. You have cool hair.
She has blue hair, guys.
Yes.
No, we're looking
very
at
cool.
it. And so I just want to start off. I want to start off by saying congratulations. I saw that your EP just dropped like last week or so. That is incredible.
That's so cool.
And I'm obsessed. I'm gonna be honest, fully honest right now. Kind of dancing in my room, just vibing earlier. So
hey, we love a one-person party. It's such a mood.
Yes, that's what we've been doing at quarantine.
People party.
I have to have my dance parties alone. It's only
we're in a panorama, you know.
In the panorama.
we're in a panorama. We're in a Pythagorean theorem. So we've got to get. We have to do these things by ourselves. Yes, we are so excited to just kind of talk about you and your music and everything. So we'll be getting into that. But first.
We are starting with our highs and lows. So basically, we say the best thing that has happened this week and the worst thing that has happened this week, or like this past week, since it's only like Monday. So
see, I used to play this game. Have you guys ever heard like Rose and Thorn?
No, what's that?
I feel like everybody has a different name for like highs and lows. I've also heard people be like, what's your rose and thorn? And I'm like, okay.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, super weird. That's all I brought to you guys today. Sorry. But
now we know.
Now you know. But no, highs, honestly. I released that EP obviously like 2 days ago, which has been like super exciting. I think that my highs, so I just started like a street team. And it's basically like a lot. It's about 50. I think it's mostly women, but ages like 15 to like 30, who have all been kind of helping me run my promo, and just like we've all become really good friends. And so obviously because of the pandemic, I haven't been able to like celebrate my releases and stuff really, like, like having a show or doing something like that. So we did, they were so sweet, and they set up like a celebratory Zoom party for me.
That's so cool.
My release, and it was just super fun to like hang out with like a bunch of people and just like talk about it, and just like they basically had like we all had like a sleepover basically, and like it was just super fun.
That sounds so
fun. I think that was my, you guys should come hang out with us. But I think
I know,
I loved it. And then lows, I would say low of the week is, and it's a good and bad thing, but it's just how much I have to be on my phone. And that's like the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
Being on my phone all the time. But I also know that it's like temporary because it's just because it's release week. So I have to be like present on that. But it's like hard for your like head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, definitely. Like how long have you like been on your phone?
I mean, each day? This is like the crazy thing. So it's like if you think about every platform, like let's just say like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever.
Yeah.
I have to like kind of, and like reels off of Instagram, all that stuff. I kind of have to create a piece of content for all of those platforms every day on for a release week. And then once you post them, I have to like circle back and like respond to everything.
Yeah.
Which like is, I'm super grateful that I have people who care enough for me to like respond to, you know, like I'll never complain about like having people comment on my stuff. Like that is a privilege, but I think that's the hardest thing is I feel like I'm like, oh, I just got caught up. And then I'm like, I have to go right back.
Have to go back and reply to everyone.
So it's kind of hard to like celebrate when you're I just feel like I have to, like, be really.
Yeah, like, constantly be on your phone. Mm-hmm.
But yes. I feel better now.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, that is good that you feel better.
Sit in it and kind of.
Yes, and know that, like, you responding back, like, that in itself, so many people are going to be like, this is so exciting, having a good time. Yeah. So that is, it reaps good benefits.
Yeah, in the moment, you're like, ugh. Like, I have to, like, remind myself that I'm, like, I literally make these songs to, like, build relationships with people. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I can't ever be upset about getting the opportunity to, like, build relationships. You know what I mean? Like, I'm super grateful for it, so I can't complain. But, yeah, it's hard. Sometimes I'm, like, I just wish I could, like, sit outside.
Like, and lay in the sun.
Yeah, and lay in the sun, even though it's probably 30 degrees. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it must be really cold.
Yeah, it was, like, 70 degrees 2 days ago, and then, like, 40 degrees today, and it's just...
Oh, no.
Not fun.
Up and down.
Yeah, it's like my emotions.
Yeah, like, like, I'm from Massachusetts, but I live in California right now. I'm from Plymouth, Massachusetts.
I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Yeah. Wait, what part of Massachusetts?
I grew up in Hopkinton.
Oh, okay. That's pretty far from Plymouth.
Probably. Yeah, and then my mom lives, like, on the Cape.
Oh, yeah. The Cape is, like, 20 minutes away from Plymouth. Like, Plymouth is basically on the Cape.
I did a school trip to Plymouth.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Literally, oh, wow.
Literally so many people did school trips to Plymouth.
Oh, my gosh.
To look at the Plymouth Rock. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, when two worlds collide.
I know. What the heck?
I knew
it. Small world.
I know. That was so funny. Yeah, but now, like, I'm in California, like, for school.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
California.
Yes, very cool.
Jealous of your brother.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like so warm today. Like, it's like 75 degrees. I'm like, wow, it's so hot.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of you.
I know, you would hate me because I'm like, oh, it's cold outside. It's 75 degrees.
Wait, like, Camille, where are you right now?
I'm also in Southern California.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we go to the same college.
Wow. Nice.
Yes. So
in my face.
I know.
Okay. At least for me, like, I've had this weather my entire life. So I'm really bad. So, like I said, 70 degrees to me, that's cold. So, like, if I were to go anywhere else, it's over.
Yeah. If you went to Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It would be the
so
end.
Funny though. When I was leaving Massachusetts, my dad was like, you're moving to Tennessee. As a joke, he thought it was funny and put, like, an ice scraper in the back of my car. And then this year, there was a snowstorm, like, a week ago, and I literally had the ice scraper in the back of my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Scraping the ice. Going.
Everyone else was using credit cards, and I was like,
yeah. Like, yeah, I have an ice scraper.
You're like, ha, Dad, you thought this would be funny, but guess what? I needed it.
Like, I knew it would pay off.
Yeah. How long did you live in Massachusetts?
Honestly, like, until I was 18, until I moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What? Wow, so you lived there, like, your whole life?
Just yeah, like I was born in New Jersey, and then we moved to Massachusetts, like, a year after I was born. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up kind of, like, in the Berkshires and, like, Western Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I
Where nothing like, is.
Nothing is.
Yeah.
I used to, like, ride horses, and people are always, like, in Massachusetts, and I'm like, it's like
I know farms. some of my friends like ride horses too. Yeah. So yeah.
And I'm like, there's like I used to do like rodeos. Like it was super weird. And everyone's like, there's no way. You were from Massachusetts. And I'm like,
there's no rodeos in Massachusetts.
Huge
there's no horses.
Yeah. Animals don't exist up there.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Hopkinton when we were like 11, when I was 11, and kind of was there for like the next 7 years and my whole family still lives there. Like, my whole family lives in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Crazy. That is exciting.
That's crazy. Okay, Camille, what are your highs and lows?
Mine. Okay, well, we'll start with the lows. I have to take a math test. That's pretty bad. I hate math. Hate statistics, guys. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But we get to take it twice and then keep the highest score, so that's a plus. But I only want to take it one time, so I better do good the first time.
Yeah.
And then highs. It's only Monday. Yeah, you're right. I went to a really cool milkshake place yesterday. Honestly, that's a high because I haven't been out in months. So like I haven't been to like a restaurant in like a billion years. So it was pretty cool. I mean,
I
like
love
the food.
Milkshake.
Yeah, right. The food was like mediocre, but like the milkshakes were really good and they came in mugs and we thought we would have to give them back, but they let us keep it. Which wow. like when you think about it, we're in a pandemic. They should let us keep it. Like that would be weird. Yeah.
They're probably pretending it's like a marketing strategy, but really it's like a health code thing.
Right.
Like, you're welcome for the opportunity.
Yeah, but it was really good. So that was fun. And yeah, I'm vibing. I've been really excited to do this interview. We scheduled it so long ago. Mm. And so, but like, I'm so excited that we're doing this. So honestly, this is my high. So I'm very happy to be doing this. Hey, yes.
Change my answer because I agree.
Oh my gosh.
Cosette, what about you?
My highs and lows. My low, I had an exam today for my theology class. So
disgusting.
That's a study for that. And then
I'm so glad I didn't go to college.
Honestly, we think about it every day. We rethink our decision. We're like,
Charlotte, I'm not even gonna lie to you. All the time, Cosette and I, like, as soon as this podcast takes up, we're dropping out of school. Sorry, Dad.
Literally, we say that like every day.
I'll hide him. I'll take you on the road.
And I know. Please.
I'll be back.
Yes, I can film stuff.
I can do vocals. I'm a film major. I can sing.
Okay. Dances in the back. I'm
exactly.
Ready.
Exactly.
Yes, Camille loves dancing.
We're going on the road, guys. You heard
right
it here
the
first.
Panorama
yeah.
As soon as the panorama ends,
I'll pick you guys up.
Yes.
And then for my high, I don't even know. Like, what have I even done this week? What's a high?
You're not gonna say this. That's nice.
No, definitely not this. You guys both have that answer. Wow. I can't say that too. No.
See, no, she treats me
no,
so.
This
bad.
Is my low. This interview is my low. The low of my whole week. The low of my whole month.
You're like, I'm hurt.
I am hurt at this. What a bully. I know. Hangs up.
I know.
Like, takes her out of the call. I take over the interview. Yeah. Don't let her ask any. Question. So rude.
It's so funny.
Not funny.
Yeah, I guess my high would be this then, because there's nothing else.
No, that's not an option anymore.
This is
you
that. I know. That's just pity. That was so pitiful. Okay, we're moving on. That's enough from her.
We're gonna get to the actual question.
Yeah, we're just gonna get started with the interview portion. She's out of her mind. Anywho. So we're just gonna jump in. We're gonna pick your brain. We're gonna ask you so many questions, and you're just gonna give us all the exclusives. Okay,
yes, all the answers. All
right. So our first question is, Charlotte, just tell us about yourself. Give us the crash course, the introduction to Charlotte Sands. Who is Charlotte?
Where do I start? I'm an emotional roller coaster. I don't know. I mean, music related, I've just been like, I feel like people always are like asking me kind of why. I feel like my stuff is very like kind of like pop, but also kind of alt and like in that vein as well. And so I think right now I'm just like, I'm a mix between like kind of the folky singer songwriter like stuff that I grew up on and that my dad and my parents like forced me to listen to, and then like old bands. I don't know if you guys listen to like any like 2000s like pop punk and like those kind of things, or even like. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson or like
oh my gosh Kelly Clarkson yeah
go back but like all these really cool women that were kind of like just fucking awesome, and sorry for swearing, but
it's okay.
But I am just trying to kind of, I feel like my whole message and like everything that I'm doing and trying to represent is just like not really caring. I don't really care about what anyone thinks about what I'm doing, and I'm just like having a really good time doing it. And I think that the second you kind of turn off like caring about people's opinions of what you create or like who you are, you kind of just like are super free to like make so much more stuff and and like better stuff as well, you know. Whenever you like let go of trying to please everybody, you like end up pleasing yourself more. And so I feel like that's just what I've been doing, and that's me at the moment, is just I'm kind of just like doing what I want to do and like having fun doing it, and trying to represent like as many people as possible in my music and make sure everybody feels seen, you know.
Oh, I love that. Wow. What an answer.
What a great introduction.
Oh. I know. What a way to introduce yourself to our audience, our budding audience.
I know.
Oh, that's all for me. Bye.
That's it.
That's
all you get.
I said all I needed to say, guys. Yeah, whatever.
That's it.
But kind of building off of that, so like you're talking about, you know, how, you know, not caring about people's opinions. And I really think that is the epitome of what Dress was.
Yeah.
So kind of like just tell us about that song and like how coming off the bat, like how you wrote it and all that.
Mm-hmm. So it's such a funny story. So my like best friend, Danen Reed, he is also my drummer and he's the one who's produced like 9 out of the 10 songs I have out. And also has like been a writer on I think almost every song that I have out, and we kind of do everything together. And we were having a conversation, this is right when all like the Harry Styles stuff had happened in the Vogue magazine, and we were having a conversation and I was laughing to him because I was like, it's so funny, I used to date these guys and my type used to be like very masculine aggressive kind of guys, because I was like, oh, if you are like kind of a jerk and super aggressive, that you're confident, and that's what being confident is. And like I feel like even me being 18 years old, and like I don't know why I just said that's so weird, 18 years old. But even me being so young and moving here, I just grew up always kind of thinking that's what confidence was. And it was so funny, we were having a conversation. I was like, my type has completely changed over the last 5 years. Like my type in people now is like confidence comes from a completely different place. And it's being like sure of yourself and just comfortable in who you are, whether that it like has nothing to do with what you wear or what you look like or anything. It's genuinely how you treat yourself and how you treat other people and just like living your most authentic life and like not being afraid to be who you are. And I think that is like my ideal person. And that is like confidence. You know what I mean? And it's just so crazy. I think it's changed so much and I'm just so grateful that it has. And we were talking about it and he was laughing because I was like, I used to only want to date guys. I would like want to get in like fights and be, you know what I mean? And we're kind of mean. And now
aggressive.
I feel like I'm like, I'm not going to date a guy until he paints his nails and wears a dress. You know, I was making a joke about it. But I was like, I think that's more confident to be able to like wear something and like not care because you're just like, mm-hmm. I'm wearing this today and you can't tell me anything else. Like that's cooler to me, you know? And,
right.
So we were just having that conversation and then we went into a studio with our friend Ruslan, who's the producer on the song, and we kind of brought up the idea of being like, we should just write this song about, and obviously, like, it was inspired by all the Harry Styles stuff and, like, inspired by people like Youngblood, and not that they're the first to do it, because, like, male artists have been wearing dresses and like that kind of clothing for so long and like pushing those boundaries, and like Freddie Mercury and David Bowie and like all these incredible artists. But I think it's still super like it shouldn't even have to be brave to do that right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, but it is. And especially because of the reaction people obviously get because of it. And so it's definitely inspired by those artists. And but we just started writing it and being like, let's just almost write a song about being attracted to somebody and like not even trying to make it seem like this like political anthem, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like, and it as much it's almost more of a diss if it doesn't seem like it's a diss, and it's like it's almost more of a diss to like people even like Candace Owens, you know? It's more of a diss to her or people that disagree if we're not even trying to make it seem like we're just talking about someone who we're attracted to and they just are wearing a dress, which is normal and should be normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares? And that was, so we tried really hard to just make it sound super casual and just like very conversational in the way that I would genuinely talk about somebody who I was attracted to. And just, it would be the same way I would say, I love the way you wear that shirt. You know what I mean? Like I didn't want it to seem like I was trying to be like, oh, like I'm saying something unorthodox. No, it's not. It's normal. I'm like, I feel like the more normal it sounds, then people are like, wait, it is. Like, why?
Right.
Why do we feel so weird about this stuff? So, we kind of the funny thing is behind that whole story is we did that song and we had to leave the studio space because of COVID. You have to leave by 5 o'clock and we had to record vocals within like 3 minutes, basically. It was like it was crazy. So we recorded two tracks of vocals. I did like two takes. And then I posted that video like a couple weeks later of the demo. I posted that TikTok and then I had to end up releasing that demo version of the song that only had like two takes of my vocals on it.
Wow.
So I was like, it's so funny that my biggest song is the song that we wrote the fastest and
recorded.
And I literally like sang it two times and was like, and thankfully Ruslan like had to go through and like tweak my, I'm not going to be like, I only did this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He went through and had to like edit it and obviously do all that and make it sound good. But it's just so funny, like, it's how things happen, like, when you're not even expecting them to or, like, trying to make them happen.
Yeah.
Of course, that's when it takes off, you know? But...
Well, no, thank God it did.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God it did. And because I'll be, I love it when you wear that dress and just having a good time. And it is. It's such a...
In the clubs doing that, you know? Let's go. In
girl, tell me about it.
We're going out.
Literally. Camille's been talking about the clubs for the past, like, year.
I don't think you understand. It's just like, you know, you turn 18 and you're like, I want to go to the club. And then all the clubs close because there's a pandemic. Then you turn 19. Then you're waiting for the club to still reopen. But the club still isn't open yet because there's still a pandemic.
Now they're going to open and we're going to be so socially awkward.
Yeah.
Stand in the corner and just.
I know. You're going to be like,
don't touch me.
Who are all these people?
Oh my gosh. No. I don't know. Maybe you. Guys,
maybe not you.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna be in the middle of the dance floor.
Right, that's how it's meant to be.
She's
okay,
waiting for her moment. She's been waiting.
Yep. I've been waiting to go to the club for probably my entire life. Like the club is just where I'm meant to be, guys.
Like, okay, I'm so excited.
For like, Dad, I know you're listening, but it's true. it's true. But yeah, it's such a feel good song. And like meant to dance, meant to sing and with your friends, turned all the way up in the car. So I love like that story behind it. And the fact that you recorded it so fast, honestly, applause.
I know.
Applause
to
you. What? Applause to your producer because that song is fire. I'm not even going to lie. Yes. Yes. Applause.
Yes, you're welcome.
So sweet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What even is the next question? I don't even know. Here it is. Okay. So
here she is.
Okay. So, like, tell us about your EP special. Like, what is the vibe of that?
So basically, it's like I wasn't even really planning on releasing it as an EP while I was releasing those other songs, and we just had been releasing single after single like every month for about a year. So we kind of got to the point where I was like, I feel like a lot of these songs are telling really similar stories and are about similar relationships. And in my head, I kind of felt like bundling them together and like create, like, which they already are. And my, like, I feel like they were all created about, like, they're all created with the same people, about the same people, you know? So they technically are different sides of the same story and different experiences. But I felt like just kind of bringing them together, like, showed this cohesive storyline of my life over the last couple of years, as well as, like, a good way to show off, like, the poppier songs of mine, but also, like, the more, like, alt, pop, punk, whatever stuff as well, and kind of show that whole like spectrum of where my music is and how I feel like I'm gonna be testing those limits like forever. And I feel like I just wanted to create a little project and put those songs so that they could be grouped together and hopefully just be able to show like a better image of like who I am fully as an artist instead of just one single or like one thing. And So I'm super excited about it. Special was the last song we released, obviously, on Friday. And that was the song. That's actually so funny. That song was supposed to come out the day the dress came out. But because on TikTok, we ended up not releasing Special. And releasing Dress instead, and we put it up like 2 days before, so we did no promotions or anything at all. We just like put it up and crossed our fingers, and then we're like, okay, I guess we're gonna have to push Special off, and so we pushed it off till Friday of last week.
Wow.
Yes,
that's incredible. So what is your favorite song off of the EP, or do you have one? I know they're all like your children, but
it's a great question. I don't know, because I feel like they're all like different, like parts of like my relationships in my life, and I'm like, I don't know. I think honestly, one of my favorite songs that I've ever written is "Dream About You," and I it's like the hardest song to perform because it's basically like rapping. Like the verses are so fast, and not that I would ever say I can rap. don't ever quote me on that.
Yes, do it right now. Do it.
But I like that song just came so quickly, and it's like, it's how I kind of explain it to people is like, it's like the closest thing to like a diary entry I feel like I have in a song. Like it's genuinely every word in that song is true, and every single thing that I say in that song happened while I was writing it and was happening. And I was literally like talking to this person, and every imagery in it, it was what was happening when I was writing the song and in my head, how it started coming together. So I feel like it's a really honest reflection of like me in that exact moment. And it feels like a kind of like a portal into that day that I wrote it. And so I love that one. And it's just really fun to do live too. So that's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, then we're going to have to see it live one day.
Come on.
Fingers crossed, you know, eventually.
Yes.
But that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever...
The backstage podcast thing.
I know. Yeah,
we're like, we'll quick, like with right Charlotte behind. Sandy, yeah. You're backstage asking you questions.
She's performing.
She is getting dressed right now.
She's going on the stage.
And then the rest of the podcast would be me like screaming in the back while you're performing on the stage.
I love the way you said that.
I know, yeah. Literally. Screaming sweatshirt and like crying, all the things.
Let's go. I can't wait.
Have you ever gone on tour before or no?
So that's what's kind of sad is I feel really lucky. So February 4th of last year was my first headlining show ever. So it was the first time that I was ever not the opener, and like I put the show on, and we sold it out, which was like insane. I did not expect it. I thought that like 30 people were gonna come, and
that's so cool.
A venue of like 300 people, which is insane. And then honestly, my plan after that was like, I really wanted to get on a tour, and I was really hoping to do like small East Coast, West Coast runs summer or spring. And then obviously like a month later, all this
COVID. Happened.
Yeah. I unfortunately did not really get to do that, but I honestly am really grateful because I like feel like this whole entire time of me not being able to do that, I've been able to make so much music that I'm now so excited to play live.
To perform,
And I wouldn't have written any of those songs if my life was normal, so those wouldn't exist, and so I'm grateful for that. But and now the shows are just gonna be so much better, because but if I had gone on tour this time last year, I would have been playing different venues than I think that I'll be going into playing, luckily, just because of everything that's happened over this last year. So I think that like I couldn't be more excited and like grateful for everything that's happened, because it's like honestly given me the opportunity to reach more people and like hopefully go on tour with people that I am fans of, and like fingers crossed.
Yes, that'd be so exciting.
Bring you with me, yeah.
I know. Yeah. is it like scary like for you to like perform in front of that many people?
No, I love it. It's
really,
like,
you don't get scared at all. 0% scared.
I always get like, I honestly get 0%. You're like, I don't believe you. You're like, stop lying to me. I honestly get more nervous on like Instagram lives than I get during shows.
Really?
Really?
I don't know why. There's something. I think it's because you're not actually interacting with people.
Actually, no, I agree.
I get Instagram really, lives are scary. Really nervous. I like start like sweating whenever I have to do like an Instagram live or anything, and like especially doing music like live show. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it makes me so anxious. But I always get nervous before shows. But then like the second the adrenaline kicks in, I just like I'm
you forget
the exact truest form of my
life. Yeah. No, literally.
Yeah.
Right. Because I used to do like shows and stuff in high school and sing and whatnot. And it's just like when you're in the moment, it's nothing compared to like at like rehearsing for it or just like you said, like Instagram, for some reason Instagram lives actually I'll agree with you, are so
nerve-wracking. I have chills thinking about it.
Like it's hard to like read the comments while you're like but no, performing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. Yeah. I don't know. I've never played the guitar, so
that's how you play it.
You guys can't see, but like the way I just motioned as to what guitar playing is, I'm crazy.
So good.
Yeah.
But no,
like a banjo.
Honestly, probably. I don't even I have a guitar, I've never learned how to play. You could teach me.
Yeah. I will. Let's do, we'll do a video.
Oh gosh.
Guys, we got so much stuff going on.
Yes, we got guitar lessons.
Recap, guitar lessons, we're going on
tour
to the club.
My manager's gonna listen to this and be like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, sorry, can't do anything. I know. The rest of my year.
I know. We're just like, we've just become such good friends in this short time. What can
over
I
these,
say?
Like 30 minutes.
My priorities have changed.
Yeah. Exactly. But kind of moving forward, I know you just released an EP, but album sometime soon? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? What are we doing?
Honestly, I feel like I've been releasing singles for so long, and I kind of love the whole single thing because, I mean, not being single, but I love the whole singles thing because I feel like I am so last minute about, like, which songs I want to release, and I love just having the freedom to be going through something and being like, I want to release this in a month. You know what I mean? And I feel like I changed my mind so quick, and I get so excited about releasing stuff, and I love making last minute decisions. And I mean, my team probably hates it, but I love just being able to be like, oh my god, we just wrote my favorite song we've ever written, let's put it out in 2 months. Like, this feels like what we're doing right now. This, like, I think people will like it. And I like being able to do that, and kind of like, luckily I'm in a point in my career where like no one's really telling me what to do, and I'm have complete creative control over everything, and I kind of want to just take advantage of that for as long as I can and be able to make those decisions. And I definitely would love to do an album in the future, and it's like I've always been something I've wanted to do. I also think that people's attention spans is so short right now that I feel like they don't even listen
That's
to like full-length albums unless you're like a huge artist, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how if people would take an hour to like listen to like a ton of songs of mine. But I definitely, I don't know, I love making music videos, I love doing single artwork, like I love that process. So I kind of am just like living in the single game for a little bit. I think after this release I'm just gonna try and release as much stuff as possible and keep making content, you know.
Yes, keep making
the content,
the things.
World we live in.
Keep making the content.
And there's nothing, wrong with that either. The TikToks, the reels, all the stuff. But really, there's nothing wrong with that. Like singles, I mean, that's good, and that is really helpful with exposure as well. Like, and you could, and like speaking of like creative control as an independent artist, like, so would you like to keep that up, being independent for a while, or do you ever see yourself signing to a label? What do you feel about that?
Honestly, it all completely depends on like the people involved.
Yeah.
I've like been so selective with like everybody that has been a part of our team, and every single, like, I've had the same photographer since my first release. I've had the same producer, and that was years ago. I've had the same producer. I've had the same manager. Like, I and they're all friends and they all know each other, and I love the people around me so much, and I am so protective over like them and their energy, and I think that they deserve to have a bigger team around them that works just as hard as they do and works just as hard as I do. So until we find the right team, I don't feel pressured to like jump to any decision because I just love what I'm doing and I'm happy doing it and I'm slowly but surely making progress, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I would rather like at least make a little bit of progress and then be able to like get there when I get there and like make that decision whenever I want instead of just jumping on something because it feels cool and exciting for a second but then takes away like the actual control that I have over my art and takes away the fun from it, you know? So I don't want to like ever, I just want to like keep loving doing music. And right now I love it and I love who I'm doing it with and I love everyone around me and I'm just like want to hold on to that for as long as possible. So whenever the right people come around, I'll like, I'm never going to say no and be like, I will never sign a record deal.
Yeah.
I think that as soon as I think that it's like the right fit and is something that seems necessary, then I will, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah. It's good to be like selective and not just.
It is, especially with the way that the industry is. Because I mean,
there can
I'm
be some not good people.
Right. Yeah. And I'm trying to work in the music industry just like behind the scenes stuff and like still from what I've just like been learning and taking in, it's hard to get into kind of that atmosphere and that world, especially as an artist and you want control of the creative process. Like you're so involved. And in reality, there's a lot of smaller artists nowadays who aren't as involved because like they have people telling them what to do, when to do it, and they don't have control. And you can see that like it's prevalent. And so you want to stray away from that. But like you said, like I love what you're doing. And in the span that you've grown thus far over like just the past year anyways, like it's so evident how much you put into your work and like how that your team is like fully dedicated to that. And I love that as someone who's just like a fan of music. Yes. Yeah, so like props to your team. Everybody is doing an incredible job.
Yeah. Like, it's cool because I have just realized throughout this quarantine and having so many friends that do music and having so many conversations with them talking about their teams and their labels or their managers and all this stuff and them talking about how they're still being forced to do 5 sessions a week and they're going through like a mental health crisis but their teams are still like, work harder, we don't care, you know? And I look and I just feel so grateful because literally every single person on my team, like from my management to like producers to writers to anybody, I know that their priority at all times is like my well-being and as well as like mine is for everyone else. Like I could call my manager right now and be like, hey, like I'm having a really tough time and I don't think that I can like do this session tomorrow or I don't think that I'm in the right place to like do this. And she wouldn't hesitate. She would just be like, take care of yourself, you know, like we're in it for the long run, like do what's best for you. And like it's everyone's priority. And that's why I think we've been able to do so much during this year is because so many people got burnt out really quickly.
Yeah.
And my team really prioritized like my well-being and my energy. And like that is like what made it this all possible. And so, yeah, I'm so lucky. I'm so, so grateful for everyone I have around me. And that's why I'm just like super picky about who else comes in. I like just want to be, I want everyone to be happy in what they do and to love what they do, you know?
Yeah, that is good. So if you could open for like any artist like in the whole world, who would you want to open for?
A lot of artists.
Yes.
Honestly, here's the thing. If I could go on like a dream tour right now.
Yes.
Because there's definitely artists that I'm like obsessed with. Do I think it would like make sense for me to open for them? Maybe not. But like a tour, like I probably like wouldn't be like I should open for Lewis Capaldi. You know what I mean? Like probably not the same vibe.
That'd be funny though.
But I know, he's the funniest person in the whole world. Like I genuinely want to be his best friend. But I think that like a tour that I'd be so excited to go on. I mean, it would just be insane. Like I love Youngblood. I love like MGK. And like 5 Seconds of Summer, like those kind of bands that kind of are in the pop, like alt pop kind of world where it's not, it's like a lot of live drums and super high energy shows. I like that would be so, so fun for me. And I also think that like my music is in the same vein, but also like I love performing and I am like, I love like high energy, like shows, and like I just feel like they're the kind of people that are like performers. Like they put on a show, they jump around, it's crazy. Like their fans are so involved, and that's why I even love like Harry Styles and stuff. I feel like even his fans are just like so involved in every aspect of like the show. And so any opportunity to get in front of like those fans and like those people in that audience and be on stage with like that much energy would be insane.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. I mean, it would be so fun, like high energy, everybody involved. Like that's really just engaging. Like you want an engaging show. 100%. I was just talking about too with my friend, like engaging shows are like what it is. Like there's a lot of artists who are like their thing is to like sit and play, which is great. That is great. Yeah. And then there's like those groups who do choreography and people who do that, which that's also great. But like, not you. Dancing. See, exactly. That's exactly that's why you need me. You. Yeah. Exactly. But no, there's some people who don't do that. And that too, again, that's fine. But as long as you're carrying the energy, like, what did I say? Who was I talking to? Oh, I said the Jonas Brothers concert that I went to in 2019. Those men, like, they're not doing it like they used to, okay? They used to do backflips on stage and somersaults and handsprings, all this stuff. And they weren't doing that at my concert. But one thing you can say, that place was high energy. Yeah. And a lot of it was because of the fans. Everyone was just, I was, the homie next to me is some man. We were vibing. We were best friends for that hour and a half.
And it's, so, I think it's the best shows are the ones where, like, the artists understand that it is, like, a give and take. Like, honestly, my mindset of it is people who come to shows, they've already bought the tickets. They've already paid for parking. They've already gotten a ride or taken the time to drive and worn outfits and gotten ready and done all this stuff and like with their friends, whatever, have come to the show, have waited for you to come, have bought merch, have bought drinks or food or whatever. Like, they've already done so much just by the time that you get on stage. And not that I don't rehearse a ton and like pay a ton of money to like for musicians and like all this kind of stuff, but they've already given so much of their energy just to be there. And so then I always believe that like they give their energy and then an artist's job is to come on stage and give it back. And the perfect show is giving it back and then the artist giving it back to you. I mean fans giving it back to you after. And it's like this trade-off of like them showing up for you, you showing up for them, and then you guys are like able to like celebrate together. I think those are the best shows, is when you know that the artist is like giving it their all. They respect your time and your energy and the fact that you came and that you put so much into supporting them. And it's not, because I hate the shows where you go and the artist is just like, yeah, you're welcome, you know, like, as if you didn't just like have to get rides and drive 30 minutes and like buy tickets, you know what I mean? And it's such an equal partnership, and I think everyone's kind of putting the same amount of effort and energy in, and we should all just be matching that. So that's like what I'm just so excited to play a show again, and I feel like that's the one thing that might be cool after this, is that I haven't played a show in a year, and I feel like when we can actually do shows again and feel comfortable going to them, they're going to be so much fun.
I bet. And honestly. Energy
is- I know. I miss going to concerts. It's so sad.
Me too. I like.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I feel like it was like my biggest source of like positive energy, honestly. Like I used to, especially in Nashville, you have live shows every day of the week.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So like I would literally be like bored and I'd be like, oh, should we go watch the 1970, like, you know, 75 at like Virgin Arena, you know what I mean? Like, we would always have a show to go to and be able to go at any time, and it was always what I did on my free time. So even not as an artist and just someone who loves music has like been so weird. But yeah, it's gonna be so fun, right? It's gonna be so cool when it comes.
I know
back.
Once we're able to do stuff,
we're not going to take it for granted. We're
Like, I know,
I was like, I'm not leaving until I pass out.
Literally, I strap myself to the in the stadium. I'm like, I am not leaving.
I'm not leaving. I'm staying here.
I know. My first Jonas Brothers concert back after quarantine. I'm like, I'm like, Nick is going to have to pull me out himself. I'm not leaving the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Yeah. One. It's gonna be awesome.
I know.
You guys there.
Yes, we'll be there. We'll be the front row.
Yeah,
we'll be cheering. Yeah. We'll be like, yay!
Yes, and then after we'll go to the club.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding?
And then we're going to play guitar. No, we're friends for life now. Yeah. We are
next
bonded.
Tattoos. Let's go.
Yeah. Right. I know. Honestly, I mean, we could get him of guitars because of our iconic.
Yeah, like on our arm.
That's exactly what I need as a musician, is another musician with a guitar tattoo.
Yes.
<So rare.
laughs>
Yes. Yeah. You'll be the next Shawn Mendes. He has one.
Yeah, anything for you, girls. Iconic.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have like 9.
What? You have 9?
I have them like all over my.
Oh.
And then I have like these.
Oh my gosh.
Like these.
We're getting a tattoo.
So many.
Guys. I'm ready.
Wow. That's
we
so
should
cool.
just draw random ones for you.
I know, yeah. don't have any, but.
Yeah, I have nothing on my arm.
Okay.
Maybe not tattoos.
Honestly,
maybe I don't
want to
get your
them.
First tattoo. Maybe I'm nervous.
I know.
I'm a bad influence.
I get your name on my wrist, on my forearm.
We get each other's names.
My lip.
I'm ready.
Oh, I know.
I'll get yours if you get mine.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds like a good idea.
Spelled C-A. No.
Spells it wrong.
No, gets everything and more podcast. Oh, tattooed.
Oh, my God. I'm
ready. All of our names start with a C, so we could get, like,
guys.
3 C's or something.
Let's design. we'll design one. We'll design
just
one. Okay.
Touch and just
yes. Okay.
Designed.
Again, we have to add to the list now. So, yeah. And this is all gonna happen on the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, we're gonna go to Charlotte's first concert back, yeah. And then after that, we're gonna hit up the club because we have to. And then from the club, we're gonna get tattoos. Tattoos hey. Matching.
We should.
And then
a movie,
we're gonna learn how to play guitar.
Exactly. And then from the matching tattoos. Guitar lessons.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds to like end it off tonight.
Exactly what we're going to want to do after a club.
Yeah.
We want to go home and play guitar.
Guitar lessons. I feel like adrenaline will be high. Yeah. Will it not? Yeah, adrenaline is high right now. So like just imagine us after all that has happened.
I'm ready.
We're going to be through the roof.
Sign me up. And no, especially going from my nights be like the most fun of me ever having is like me zooming my friends and then going to that, like we're gonna talk a big game, but let me tell you, 3 minutes into that night we're gonna be like, does anyone want to just like go home and like watch you guys dad, like go to McDonald's.
It's been fun, guys, but I think we should I'm tired.
Can you come pick me up? I'm here.
Yeah, hello, I'm ready to go, actually.
It's
my Uber here.
Yeah, the second we get out of the Uber, we just get back in.
Oh,
actually, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe another time.
We'll try again.
So we have one last question. So where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to be doing?
Yes.
Playing an arena.
Playing an arena.
I want to be doing playing an arena.
Playing in an arena.
Yeah, honestly, if it wants to come in less time like that, then that I'll take it. But no, I think that's like a huge goal. That's like my manager has always had like a big goal that she wants to manage an artist that plays an arena show. And I've always wanted to make that happen for myself, but I've also really wanted to make that happen for her. And I really would like love to be like that person who gets her that. So I want to be playing in as many people as possible. There's also so many festivals. I love festivals. Like even just watching the shows, even videos of like the shows that like Tomorrowland and all these huge things, like I just want to be playing in front of as many people and all over the world, and it's like genuinely what I just want to do for the rest of my life. I'm not good at anything else, so
no, that would be so exciting though.
Cool.
Hopefully it works out.
Show me this video in 5 years and just watch me like literally be like,
I know,
doing a completely different job. And I'm like, no. That wasn't me.
No, it's okay. We're going to save this this recording solely for the fan cams for when you're like performing on stage. It'll be like this. And then all your fans will be like, oh my gosh, look at how she started out. And then on our podcast, our award-winning podcast by then, guys.
Oh, by
the Oscar-winning podcast.
Where are you guys in 5 years? I want to know your 5-year goals.
Oh, wow. Nobody's ever asked that.
No pressure. You have to answer.
We're on the spot.
Hello.
Are they together? Like as a podcast? Are they together? Or are separate? I know. We're going to fight.
We're going to have a big fight.
He's like, no.
I want us to have a talk show.
I know. Literally, I have been thinking that too.
Have you really? Like, okay, we haven't.
Yes, I have. Yeah, literally. Guys, like sometimes I'm like, wow.
I was thinking about it the other day. I know. What? I was literally thinking about it the other day. You know what I thought this morning though?
What?
I don't have to expose myself. I was like,
I'm scared.
This is so bad. I was like, I wonder if Kazette and I would ever get in a fight. What would happen?
Have you guys been friends for a while?
We've been friends for like 2 years almost. Like,
you're like, we met yesterday.
Like a year and a half. Yeah.
That's the luck, guys.
Yeah.
I know. But we just decided to do this podcast randomly. Yeah. So like, there you go.
So fun.
Or like, I was thinking it was more along the lines of, because I was watching a TV show. Mm-hmm. And this guy and his friend started a YouTube channel. And then someone called them and was like, hey, we want you to do like a brand deal for us and like be a recurring like video maker for us or whatever like that. And but he had his friend on it too, but they only wanted him, not the friend. I was like, what if someone called me or you, Kazette, what if someone called and was like, hey, we want you for a show? I was like, I would do it.
Only you?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever. No, you're not just kidding.
Transparency.
You're not just kidding.
No, I am kidding.
I see how it is.
My entire plan, I can never leave Kazette from the beginning.
Wow.
This was a plan to mooch off of Kazette, honestly.
She's the
film major out of the both of us. So I'm like, if anyone's to do anything super cool, it's going to be her. So
Wait, what's your major?
I'm a public relations major. Yeah. So that's
what my sister did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to focus though on the entertainment industry specifically, just because I love music and I love television a lot too. For the first year of college, it was a really hard toss up between whether I was going to do stuff in TV or music. But I think I'm really going to hone in on music because just like there's always stuff for me to be excited about with music,
it's forever evolving.
Right. And my thing is that I love kind of what we were talking about earlier, audience and fan engagement. Mm-hmm. Like that's my number one thing. I love seeing people super excited about music or super excited about an artist. I love seeing people make friends on the internet because they love an artist. I love reading comments people have for the people that they love. So that is what I want to do. I don't know how I'm going to make. Also, I mean, there's a lot of things I could do with my major per se.
Yeah.
But I think there just needs to be more women in the music industry, period. Artists, managers, producers, like all the people, marketing people.
Yeah.
And the thing is like the more like women who are in the like admin business side of the industry, the more women they're going to spotlight as artists, producers.
Exactly.
And so I feel like it's so important for women to be represented in every single
area.
And even if it doesn't feel like significant or it's like, oh, like even if it's just this small company or whatever, it's like you're automatically like any representation is so important and will just like help the careers and help like showcase so much more like talent and it's so important. I love that answer.
I couldn't agree more. I love music and as a woman myself, I'm like, why are all these men running the show? Not that I don't love male artists are fine. It's not really even about them that my problem came with. It's just like I just see so many men that are managers. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
No, it's like a really male dominant industry. And it's also super interesting is because it's like the entertainment industry is based so much off like appearance and like beauty and like being attractive. And so, especially in those kind of industries, like women need to feel comfortable with women, and women should like, I would rather, it's actually really funny that we're having this conversation. Like my manager is a woman and like one of my best friends, and we literally always talk about how I, even if we move forward with like labels and all that kind of stuff, that like we've always talked about how important it is. Even every meeting we go into, we're like, we want to meet all the women in your office. Like we always are like,
as you should,
because it also like forces people to be like, oh shit, like what do you mean women in our office? You know, and I'm like, women. You know, because and also if I don't ever want a man in like a role like that to be like, oh, you're not getting ratings in this area, we need you to do that. Like, I don't think a woman would come up to me and be like, you need to wear different things, like to get, you know,
tell
like,
tell me again,
conversation any day with somebody who understands what it's like to be a woman than somebody who thinks they do and then is like giving me advice on that aspect of my life or trying to like change who I am, you know? And yeah, it's so weird, especially in like an industry that has so many really, really young like girls. And I don't know, it's just so important that like they feel safe in that, you know, in every aspect of it, like just even like emotionally. Like I think that
literally
the reason I feel so mentally stable all the time is because I like really think that it's because my manager and like a lot of my team are like females, and I'm like, they know what I'm going through, and they like,
exactly.
So you feel more comfortable.
And we're all just in it together, you know, like we're all just trying to like, and for everybody, like I obviously love so many artists, and I have so many people on my team. Like my best friend is a man that I work with all the time, and like he loves and respects me in every way and would go to war for me. But I like, I think it's so important that like people feel like really seen and heard and understood. And I think the easiest way to do that is have people that they feel like they, that represent like what they look like and who they are. And it's so important.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. That I like, period. Everything you said, I agree with.
I can't.
No, literally. It's okay. Yeah. We all do.
Learned so much.
We did. We learned so much. I thank you, Charlotte, for coming on and talking with us. Yes. I had a ball.
I'm like,
I know, yeah.
Dare I say favorite interview?
I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, wow, this is like one of my favorite interviews.
Yeah. I know. I can't say that. But I'm saying it.
I'm like, don't say it.
Hopefully no one else hears.
I know. Yeah. They don't listen. They probably
I'm going to make myself a plaque.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
honestly, award.
We'll send award you. We send you one in the mail.
My first award ever. Maybe my last. Hopefully.
Yeah. Everything in more
definitely
podcast.
Definitely not. But yes, I had a great time. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about you, your music. We're super excited for everything you have coming in the future. Yes. And you will go on tour, ma'am. In arenas. You will
do it.
I can't wait to see you out there.
Yes,
we will be there.
We'll be waving our hands.
Like, everyone, look at Camille. She's gonna dance for you.
Honest girl, do it
on stage.
I will. I do a kick and a split. We'll call it a day.
Can you really?
I could do the splits. Yeah.
Oh, you're coming up on.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely. Yes. Just warn me ahead of time. I'll wear my leggings, not my jeans.
Yes.
We wouldn't want a rip moment. That
really on the whole stage, everyone watching you.
That's not what we want. If I'm gonna go viral for doing the split concert, hopefully my pants wouldn't rip, guys. But that is gonna be it for this week's episode. It was so nice to meet you too, and we had a fantastic time. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Everything and More podcast. Make sure to leave us a review. Like I said, you know the drill. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us that review. Follow us on Spotify. And make sure to go check out Charlotte's music. Check out all her stuff. We will be linking all of it on the episode, and we'll be posting all her stuff on Instagram, so stay tuned. It is going to be a very exciting time. And yeah, make sure to share this episode with your mom, with your sister, your dad,
grandpa,
grandma, or else.
I'll find out.
We'll be having a talk. Charlotte will be coming for you.
But yes, that is it. We love you guys. We will not see you next week, but you will hear from us.
Bye.